It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home.
List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service.
Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, and that's loyalty. And without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
Welcome to this week's podcast. Back here at the Charterhouse Real Estate office in Ankeny. The massage parlor is hopping today, and we are ready for football season. So Ross was in last week. I was on assignment, as they say in the business.
Yeah.
You guys, I have not listened yet, but it sounds like it got a little haywire.
Did it? Is that the correct term? Haywire?
Ross told me that you guys were like debating religion by the end of this thing.
We talked about we did dive into religion a little bit. It was the typical Ross forecast, though. It was educational. It was all over the map. But yeah, it was, you know, as always, I brought my takes. He brought his. So we were talking about God a little bit. It's okay.
It's all right.
That's what we do. The potential breaking news, by the way, around here is that we might, it's in the works, but we might actually be moving a little bit closer to the tug shop down there.
What do you mean?
There's an empty space next to them, which is bigger and better than our current space.
Really?
So we're in talks. We're in talks about moving a few doors down, which would put us right next
to the
Tuggy Town,
parlor.
Right next to it.
Maybe you could get discounts over there.
Yeah. True story. My friend, who's in the same building as us, he's the chiropractor here in the building. They actually had to call the cops the other day
on the
Tuggy shop.
That's alleged, Mark. You need to quit saying it like that. It is a massage parlor.
Okay. He had to call the cops because they heard some yelling.
Like fighting?
Going on. Yeah, people fighting, and then apparently someone from there stuck their head in the next door and said to call the cops.
Really?
So wow. I don't think anything actually happened. I don't think much was going on, but this is what's happening here. So
then you want to move next door?
Well, they've got a good space next to them. That's really all that it comes down to. You know, we're gonna put up some extra thick padding on the walls.
We don't
have to hear the screams of ecstasy that come
through.
That's
the type of screams it was.
I don't know what it was, man. Maybe the grip was too tight. It's possible.
Mark, you don't know that that's going on over there. You need to quit saying it.
According to Rub Maps, I do know. Okay? I've read the reviews. I know what's going on. Man, I wonder if they listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to come down here and hurt me if they
do. This is all Mark's opinion. It has nothing to do with CycloneFanatic.com.
You should specify that every week.
I should, actually. Can we put that in the intro?
In fact, opinions are his own. So have you at least heard, you didn't listen, we do have a new intro.
Yeah, I heard that.
That we're rocking these days.
Yeah.
So we've been known to switch those up from time to
time. Thanks to John for putting that together.
Mr. Liebs.
So something I've been picking up on, and it happens every year at this time. The closer you get to the season, like, people's expectations start to rise.
So,
like with Iowa State football.
One thing that Ross and I did do last week is we did the game by game prediction analysis. I had Iowa State at 8-4.
Okay.
Yeah, he had them at 7-5.
I'm right there between 7-5 and 8-4. I'm right on the fence.
Now here's my question to you.
Okay.
Without going game by game, so I had Iowa, who has some unknowns on their team. I had Iowa at 7-5. Ross has them at 10-2.
Yeah.
Now, Iowa has an extremely weak schedule this year.
Very much so.
Do you see them at 10-2?
No, I have them at 8-4 or 9-3.
Okay.
I don't think they'll go 10.
I think even Ross is talking himself out of 10-2.
No, that seems extreme to me. If I had to do it right now, I would put both teams at 8-4.
Which is, hey, those are good seasons. I mean, especially for Iowa State, that's a good season. I'm just responding to a text here. Sorry.
That's great radio.
I know. It sure is. I never claimed to do this for a living, dude. You do. Absolutely. And by the way, I've seen you text and stuff if I've been down to KXNO before.
I don't announce it to the listener.
People tune in for the truth here, at least on this thing they do. It's like Charter's going to tell us the truth even if it's bad. Like I should tell all about the conversations we were having before we started.
That would probably be bad for everybody.
Fine, I won't. I just like to tease people.
Yeah.
If only we need a new show called the Pre-Fawcast Fawcast.
Like we go on Facebook Live 5 minutes before.
We're like, what should we talk about today? I love it when people think that we actually have prep for these things. It's like, you know what our prep is? Chris walks in 5 minutes before we record. Hey, man, what's up? What's going on? What do you want to talk about? Let's do this thing. Absolutely. So, no, but we'll talk about some football today. Absolutely. Actually, that's relevant.
I kind of want to talk football. This happens every year, and it drives me nuts. So I'm a very, like, prepared person. Like, I'm very much if I have a deadline, I like to get it done 2 weeks in advance. I don't like putting things off to the last minute.
Did you do that at school, by the way?
No.
If you had a paper that was due at the end of the term?
You know what? It's work for me. It's because my weeks are so full now, I have to be that way. Yeah. If I don't, like, I'm not going to get everything done. Or I'm going to be a bad dad or a bad husband. Like, I have to be very regimented with my time.
Sure.
And I get so, like, annoyed now when people put things off to the last minute. Oh, my gosh. Like, it just rubs me the wrong way. And everybody does that this time of year with football. Everybody does that.
Well, not only that, but aren't you married to that person?
Yes.
You said you're married to the one that's late.
It's horrible. Nothing causes fights in my marriage more than time. Because my wife, she would have been an hour late to our wedding had a couple hundred people not been sitting in there. Seriously.
Where does it come from,
though?
She is
the latest human being in the world.
Is it because...
And I get so mad, and I got to, like, I need to chill out and not get mad about it.
Is it because you don't care? Is it because they're just oblivious to the time? Like, where does it come from? Because I don't like to be late either.
I think it comes from your upbringing.
Okay.
What I've noticed a lot over the years, a lot of my farmer friends, they're the latest people.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't go off of a clock. They go off of the sun. You know? Like when the sun, the hogs need fed, you know? Like that, they don't go off of time. And their time is different than our time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an appointment with somebody at a house at 4 o'clock,
it's kind of nice to be there by 4.
If you show up at 4:15, they're going to think that you suck at your job.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you give them the best showing ever,
they might be gone.
They're going to think you suck at your job.
Yeah.
If I'm on the radio at 4, I can't show up at 4:05. There's a light that comes on.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's all by your lifestyle, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
You could be late. I remember once on Murph and Andy, I think one of them was running late, but they piped in the cell phone, and he was talking like – on the elevator ride up to the third floor there.
That has happened to me one time in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Where I was late for my own show.
Did you feel bad?
I felt terrible, but it really wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Like, there was a wreck, and, like, traffic was completely stopped, and there was nothing.
Do you hate it when people would say to you, like, well, it's still your fault because if you had left an hour earlier.
Yeah, but
it's like, well, who the hell does that?
I left the same time I leave every day.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a wreck. I remember what it was. A train had stopped downtown.
Yeah.
And I was going to El Bait Shop.
Okay.
The train had stopped.
No way around it.
And when you're down there, there's literally no way to go around it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You could have parked the car, gotten out, hopped in between that stop train, and run.
And actually,
next time.
Thought about doing that, but there wasn't anywhere to park because you're, like, stuck in this line.
Yeah.
A lot of other people were in bad scenarios that time, too. Like, the train had, like, broken down or something. I don't know what happened.
Yep. Did you, by the way, and we'll devote most of the time to football. I'm totally fine with that. I did go to the fair. this week.
How was that?
It's that time of year. We got to talk about the fair a little bit because you were there.
I was flipping chops yesterday. You've been there for the pork producers.
Twice? Have you been there twice?
Man, I've been there like four times already.
All for work or for any enjoyment?
I don't ever get to go for enjoyment. That's why I dread the fair because it's not like I don't like sit around and have beers with everybody.
Do you take your daughter ever?
I have. I actually think that I'm going to take her tonight.
Okay.
She likes the livestock. We like to go and look at like the piggies and the...
So I watched yesterday or 2 days ago when I was there, we went into the animal building that they have, not the barns. They've got a nice building where they've got some pigs and stuff. The sows that have just had all their babies, right? I think it's called a, is it a farrowing pen where they put the sow lays down on her side.
I don't know what it's called.
And then the nips are all out for all the piglets to suck on. But they do that so mama doesn't crush the babies. They separate them out a little bit.
Really?
I learned this. And I watched for like 3 minutes these little, they're piglets, right? Is that what they're called? I'm not a farm kid.
Yeah, they're piglets.
Piglets. I watched the piglets just go to town. On here's the craziest thing. These pigs.
Sucking on the teat.
Like there's like 10, 15 of these babies crawling all over mama fighting for the teat. And I'm looking at mom's face.
It's just a war zone.
Mom is like asleep.
Yeah, she don't even
does
know.
Not care in the slightest what's
She's,
going on
get
down
your milk,
there,
kids.
Oh man, she was sound asleep. Couldn't have cared less what was going on. So that was cool. My top three attractions for my kids at the fair every year, for the most part.
You don't seem like a fair guy to me.
I've been going to the fair my whole life. Yeah, I'm not a fair guy. I don't watch the cow pie throwing contest. I don't.
That's a thing.
Oh yeah. I don't do a lot of the fair activities. Is it cow pie? Cow chip? Cow?
I don't know.
Cow turds. Dried cow turds. I think they're
cow. People throw them?
I think they're cow pies. Yeah. Someone threw in like 80-something feet, got second place the other day. Anyway, I digress. Top three attractions, the giant slide. $2.50 a ride. Get your burlap bag. Head on up.
Okay.
Have you ever done that, giant slide?
No.
Okay, that one's
I've
famous.
Seen it. I'm aware of what you're talking
that
about.
That one's famous. $2.50 there. Number two, the Sky Glider. Expensive, though. That's just the one that takes you up over the fair from one end to the next.
Yeah.
Good view from there. It's $7 round trip. We had four people, $28. It gets expensive real quick. And then the top one, I've loved it since I was a boy. Still exactly the same. It's never changed. Ye Old Mill. The boat ride in the dark. That is a good place to make out with your girl.
Yeah, we had that conversation on the show one night.
Yeah.
Ross was talking about Ye Old Mill, and I said, in my direct, like, I didn't even know what it was, and he was describing it, and I said, I bet that's where all the high school kids make out.
Oh, for sure. Dude, that, like, it is pitch dark in there. Not the whole way. There's some light along the way, but you can't see your hand in front of your face dark, that type. So I'm sure there's been some shenanigans on that thing, big time over the years.
So I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who's a city person.
Yeah.
And so because I was flipping chops, right, which was a blast. I had a really good time.
So you were flipping them. You were working.
Yeah. For the pork producers. Those are my guys.
How many people recognized you?
I don't know.
A lot.
Dude, I was flipping chops with your boy, Steve King.
My boy.
Yeah.
I've never once claimed to be a,
you're
Steve,
a Steve
King,
King
follower.
Guy. You're
think,
a Steve
think,
King guy.
I think he's a little cuckoo.
Ah, we flipped chops together for about half hour.
Well, so how did that feel? Because you probably hate him.
No, I didn't. He's a congressman.
Yeah, he is.
I'm apolitical on this show.
Okay.
He was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine. I mean, he didn't. We didn't get in a fight or anything.
He didn't make any racist comments about the chops?
He did not.
Okay, that's good.
He did not.
That's good.
The crazy, you think that people know me, Steve King is like a legend out at the fair.
Did he take any heat the whole time?
No, not that I mean, other than the heat off the grill.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I didn't see zero confrontations.
A lot of people hate him.
They do, especially in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that. So I was having a conversation with this gal, and she's from Des Moines, and she was telling me that she likes the fair because it makes her feel like she's in a small town. She's like, and it's humbling to be around here. And she was explaining it.
We're all
like,
in it together type of
with
thing?
With the livestock and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's why I don't really care for the fair. Because that's my life.
You
that's
grew
where
up.
I grew up. I don't need to go to Des Moines to the state fair to see a horse. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's really nothing there that is new to me. I grew up with tractors in my backyard, like, you know. So maybe that's why I'm not like.
I think my wife grew up the same way. We grew up in the same town. We're both from Ames, but she had the backyard of her house, which is in the city, is kind of farm like. And her dad collects tractors, right? Mm-hmm. So that was never a big deal. They had a horse. They had chickens. They had several animals. So she did not grow up going to the state fair. I did. So there's part of it that's nostalgic. I think your average person probably goes to the state fair if they had to pick one reason. It's the food. They like to get the food. They like to indulge for a day and get your all the stuff that they have. I don't get that adventurous there because I'm just not that type. But the one thing we do get every single year, which is great, are the JR's donuts, the little mini donuts, the hot cinnamon donuts in a bag.
Yeah, it seems like something you would get.
Oh, those are good, man. Those are really good. And apparently you've never had them.
No, I haven't. I don't get that adventurous. My wife and I usually split a fried Oreo.
Yeah.
One of those deals. Again, it's just not something that appeals to me. I like the G-Migs booth, but I can get that any time of year.
Yeah.
I like the Rib Shack. I can get that any time of year. I'm not the guy who's trying all these like fried butters and stuff like that. It's just not me. Another problem I have with it is because I'm a part of the other side. Like 90% of the fair is advertising. I know when I'm being marketed to.
In what way?
I mean, that's what it is. You're just walking around and people are either trying to rip you off on like food or overpricing beer.
Yeah.
Or it's advertising.
Yeah. I almost spent $5,000 at the fair 2 days ago.
What'd you almost buy?
I'm still
hot tub?
I'm still thinking about it,
by
the
way.
So KK's listening. She's sitting next to us. She doesn't have a mic, so she can't chime in. But no. So this is you're always thinking about perks for the people that work here, right? To get people in. So it's little things like, hey, we're fun. We've got a pool table. Help yourself to the drinks in the fridge. And we take trips to Kansas City and stuff. We try to keep it fun. We came across a massage chair in the Varied Industries building. Now, this thing, like, you stick your arms in slots. It pulls you. It pushes you. It rocks you back and forth. It lays you down. It's like the cradle of love, this thing, right?
It just basically swallows you up.
It does. And it's they said normally $9,000 for this chair. The fair price is 49-something hundred. I'm like, would it be cool or not cool to know at Charterhouse we've got this chair? Any agent can come use it. It's stressful what we do sometimes. Hop in the chair for 15 minutes. Refresh. You know, would that be something that's a nice perk for people? I think it would be. I think it would be. So I'm thinking about it.
Did you get a card?
I got a card. Yeah, we got a brochure up there on the front desk, in fact. It is a lovely thing.
This must be some chair.
KK really wants it, right? She can acknowledge. She shakes her head yes.
She's a CrossFitter. She's sore a lot. It would be beneficial to her.
Yeah. So I don't know. The decision's not been made at this point. But I think it would be kind of a nice perk. Heck, even a client could sit in it. They come in, try out the chair.
So I could, couldn't you just take that $5,000 and give them all like a gym membership? Part of the, it's a benefit from working here?
It's not quite the same thing. Gym memberships are like $10. You can go to whatever the cheap gym is now.
Just thinking of, what about a corporate like golf membership somewhere?
I don't think so. I think they'd actually use the chair. I think they'd come in and sit in it.
What if Bent's like farts in the chair?
Oh, that would be for sure. We were arguing about that. I'm not sure if he'd fit in it, man. They said they actually make two versions. They make the version I was in, like a normal human version, and then they make like the bigger dude version.
They make the what do they call the big and tall store?
Yeah, they have that chair. It's probably a couple thousand more. He's not worth it, so he can squeeze in if he wants to.
I was Vince. Yeah, he's one of Mark's agents now. I was just getting random texts from Vince.
He likes to give you crap, though, right?
They're always about like Bush Light, or yeah, like some like crazy thing he saw.
I think he thinks you're buddies, and you need to tell him
buddies.
That you're not.
I like Vince.
You tolerate him at best. That's what you do.
I like Vince.
It's okay.
All right. So, anyways, yeah, like how we got on this topic, I don't know, but the season like is totally snuck up on me. And I got to cram over the weekend, man. I have so much to get done.
I mean, we're 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's here.
2 weeks away.
Next week's our kickoff party.
I would
say. Did you reveal that Firmly Entrenched was your idea, by the way?
And I did not. I didn't.
I was going to give you a shout out.
I didn't know if I was allowed to do that.
Yeah, you're the one that came up with that idea.
Can I tell the actual story, or is that not allowed?
Probably better not. I don't know. That's not really my deal.
Is that going to hurt some feelings?
No, but that was a great idea. So for those of you who don't know, we're having our party next week that we do every year, and we give away season tickets. And it's going to be cool this year. There's a local family where the dad has cancer, and the prognosis is not good, and we're raising money for this family. And so I have a heaping of prizes that we're going to be giving away. And so what you'll do is Barntown, 3 o'clock, but you buy a raffle ticket. When you get there, it's like $5.
Yep.
And we're going to be giving away prizes throughout the day.
You probably got some signed coaches stuff.
We got a lot of cool stuff, yeah. I'm going to release the whole list of what people can win. But we're tapping our beer. The Cyclone Fanatic beer at Barntown. It's the Firmly Entrenched IPA.
I like it.
So I think what we're going to do, as long as the Fanatics show up and show Barntown that it's worth their time and everything, which I'm sure you guys will, we're going to have like an entire line of Cyclone Fanatic like themed beers. I already have a couple other really good ones, but I don't want to spill them yet.
I wasn't, by the way, actively trying to name a beer. I gave an opinion.
Yeah, no, it's a good one.
Based on some other things that were out there, and apparently it was liked. So there you go.
It was really good. Yeah, it popped for me the second I saw it.
I think that, well, the logo of it's public, right?
The logo.
I love the logo in that you've got like this, for those that haven't seen it, it's got the name Firmly Entrenched, but then it's got like a microphone set up, like a press conference look. And then off to the side, there's a phone ringing, a blue and orange phone, like ringing.
Yeah.
For Auburn. I'm like, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah. No, Pete did a great job with it. The beer, now, I don't want the name IPA to scare people. If you've had a Barntown IPA, it's very different than like the traditional IPA.
Yeah.
They're very light. They're very juicy.
Juicy.
We specifically... Pete and I, when we were talking about this, wanted a beer that is very drinkable in the tailgate lots.
Yeah.
So anyways, also another quick deal on that. We are going to give away, we have 100 like novelty cans.
Okay.
So they're like crowlers basically.
Okay.
That you can only get on Saturday.
Do they say the beer name or what?
Yeah, and it's going to have the logo on it and everything.
Ooh, I might have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is this?
Next Saturday, the 25th.
Okay.
Starting at 3 o'clock. We're going to tap the keg at 3:30.
At Barntown.
Yep. John Walters, Ben Bruns, Jack Whitfer, myself are all going to give like a preseason like program to preview the season.
Yep.
And we're going to be giving away prizes throughout the whole day.
That should be a good turnout. By the way, you probably didn't even notice, but I had to ask because you're twirling over there. You like these new chairs?
Love these chairs.
We had crap before this.
Yeah, your chairs were terrible.
You know why we got new chairs?
Bency break one?
No. KK broke one.
KK broke a chair.
Like, it smashed under her. And, like, if she wasn't, like, a fitness goddess in CrossFit.
It's the CrossFit.
She would have hit the floor. It was quad strength alone that saved her.
It was those, what do you call it? The pistols?
Pistol squat?
Yeah, the pistol squats that saved her.
Yeah, it just literally, the chair just went. And just, yeah, she went down but caught herself. So I'm like, you know what? It's time for some new chairs. So we got those going today, which is good. So on to the season. People say this all the time. I totally get this. They say this all the time. Has there ever been as much anticipation of a season ever? Like, you almost feel like you hear that every year.
Right? I don't think so.
I think this is the most ever in my lifetime. And, you know, I'm not talking about the 60s and 70s. I don't know what it was like
so
back then.
So you were around...
Walden was the coach when I was...
What about, like, 2002?
McCarney?
The Seneca year.
No, I don't think so. Well, for one, because think of the era. The era was very different. There was no social media.
Correct.
All of that
That's why
stuff,
I think
right?
this is easy. I think it's
news
an easy...
spread so much quicker now. So much... there's just more of it. There's a lot more of it. But I think it's everything in its totality. It's the fact that Iowa State is getting some respect. I think it's stadium upgrades. I think it's our coach. I think all of that culminates to we're excited for football, which is awesome. That's happened very few times in my life. You'd be excited that football's back, but it was always like, yeah, okay, we'll go to the games and we'll get slaughtered and we'll be, you know, 3-10 or whatever. But this is like, you know, 8 wins. Tough to come by, but very, very possible, in my opinion. Bowl game, if we don't get to a bowl game, it's a bad season. How often do you say that?
I think most people would say if they're 6-6, they'll consider it a bad season. And I don't know if that's especially fair, but I think it's realistic.
Yeah.
I think most fans at this point would be slightly disappointed with 6-6.
I already have a sizable wager with a buddy on the Cy-Hawk game this year. I'm taking the Clones.
I'm taking Iowa State in that game. And if you're giving me the points, I would be.
I never claimed to be smart. I didn't even take the points. I could have. I believe in you. Hey, Matt Campbell, if you're listening, that's how much I believe in you guys. I didn't even take the points.
I do think Iowa
State. Straight up at Kinnick.
I do think Iowa State is better than Iowa this year.
I do, too.
Now, Kinnick, that changes everything.
Tough place to play.
But I think in week two, let's just take the stadium out of it. If they're on a neutral field, I think Iowa State's the better team this year.
Well, I think Iowa State clearly – I think most people would agree, should have won last year.
Absolutely.
I think they're better this year, but it's a road game in a tough environment. There's
yes.
no question about that. So, yeah, I think we win that game. The game I think we do really well in, and this is a mile off into the distance, is the K-State game. Just the factors that are coming into it. It's going to depend where K-State is at that time, where we are at that time. It could be a cold weather game, but I think we – hopefully beat them handily, but at a minimum beat them.
I'm still pissed about last year.
Well, you and everybody else, dude.
I'm still pissed about last year.
KK says no. The other thing you got to help me with is KK and I usually bet on the Iowa State game. I hired her even though she's a Hawk fan. It's one of my largest regrets, but we got to decide what the wager is on the game. You know, you can do the typical, hey, you got to wear Iowa State gear for the next week, whatever. I'd like to ramp it up beyond that a little bit. If by the way, let's throw this out to the Fockers. This is a good one for the Fockers. Tweet at us and let me know what my assistant KK should have to do.
Oh boy.
If
this is dangerous.
If Iowa State beats the Hawks this year.
This seems like a
if
really
If somebody
bad
has
idea.
A really, really good idea, we could implement this.
This seems like
now,
a terrible idea.
Now let's keep it PG-13 for the kids at home. I don't need a lawsuit on my hands. But,
well, you don't have to go through with what they say, Mark.
I don't. But people will read it, and then they'll tell her what the Fockers are saying. So
is KK on Twitter?
Well,
we're going to have to tag her.
You think that I – like, okay, I've been with her for 2 years, and I don't even know that she's on Twitter. I really don't.
You did a lot of great
research. What is your name on that?
Okay, that,
all right.
We're just gonna have to tag her on the thing.
We'll take Katie. I know what she's saying, but we'll tag her. And we do need good suggestions. I know we're a little bit early on this, but you can start whenever.
So here's like the, I'm just openly thinking about the season. Okay. I think something that people need to always keep in mind is that everything that happened last year was a year ahead of schedule.
I agree.
So does that mean, and I don't know the answer to this, does that mean this year you continue on that trajectory, or if you go 7-5 again, which is entirely possible, Vegas has the number at 6.5, like that's where, I think that just because you surprised everybody last year doesn't mean that you're going to outkick the coverage this year. Maybe you could go 7-5 and still be on a really good path for the program.
My wife won't let me do this. Because she's trying to make it that I don't really gamble much.
She
anymore.
Wants you to be whole.
She's smart. But that number gives me a football chub. That 6.5. I'd love to go to Vegas now and bet $10,000 on that number.
$10,000 on an Iowa State football win over
6.5. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Now let's remember. I didn't say I'm doing this.
No,
but I like that number.
I do, too.
I like that number. I see 7 for sure. I think 8 is certainly possible.
My only drawback to it at all And I'm with you. I think they'll hit the over. I wish the schedule was more evened out. It starts off tough.
Yeah.
The first six games are. I wish they had a couple of those, Kansas or even Texas Tech or some of those games early.
Because game three is Baylor. Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, it's a brutal. And then you got to go to TCU.
The story of the season, I think, in a lot of ways, and they're going to understand this, the story of the season possibly gets written at Iowa.
Well, it's we thought that last game. Year, too, and they changed it. So.
But I'm just saying, a 2-0 team versus a 1-1 team going into Oklahoma is a different story.
Dude, the Clones could easily start off like 1-3.
Which isn't the end of the world.
No.
Based on the schedule.
But like, what I'm saying is I wish the schedule set up differently. I really wish Akron was after Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was a little bit weird, too. It's not typical to see Oklahoma so early. I don't know why they did that.
It's TV. That's going to be a
But Oklahoma, everyone's like, Oklahoma is going to the assumption is they're going to come in and beat us, and certainly they're going to be favored, and they could. And they've got a stud at quarterback, but it's an unproven stud. You don't know what's going to happen. That guy's making his first road start in Ames.
Yeah.
Crowd's going to show up.
Iowa
be
State
loud.
Could win that game. There, that's the thing, Mark. Iowa State could win every game on its schedule.
That's what I like about them most. And I think that's why people are so hyped in anticipation, is because I think at a minimum, and you don't get points for being close, but at a minimum, I think they're in every game. I don't think we're getting to the fourth quarter in these games where like we're down 28. I think those days are behind us, which is a huge step in the right direction.
And I could also point out like that Iowa State will probably only be favored in how many games? South Dakota State.
For sure.
Akron.
Yes. Kansas.
Kansas.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech at home. Baylor.
Baylor's a game that's up in the air for me. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows how
they'll be
Baylor's
favored.
Gonna
in that. Be. Yeah, they'll be favored. So I think they'll be favored. And maybe Kansas State at the end of the year at home.
Depends on the records. Yeah.
Maybe five or six games you're favored in.
Yeah. But I don't think they're large dogs in anything either.
No, though. Neither. I think they're better than Oklahoma State. That's a game, even on the road, I'm going to give it. I'm going to do that, write that this weekend. I'm going to pick Iowa State to beat Oklahoma State.
What would your prediction be for the spread Oklahoma-Iowa State?
It's already out, I think.
Is it?
It's like 10, I think.
10? I wouldn't think it would be that high in
double
digits. I'd
take the points. Sign me up for the points right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, here's a question that's really tough to answer. What do you think, as you look into the season, knowing that seasons unfold in weird ways sometimes? They're affected by injuries and fluke things, and some teams are better than others, are better than they thought they were going to be. Some are much worse. As you look at Iowa State this year, is there anything out there that to the average fan would surprise them? What do you think is going to happen this year that we're going to say, oh, I didn't think that was going to happen? Is it a player that's way better than we thought they were going to be? Is it how we run our offense? Is there anything that sticks out as this might surprise people?
Okay. I got one for you. I think, so right now, like if you would say who's the best like pro prospect, everybody would say David Montgomery. Okay?
Agreed.
And, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Bold prediction.
Okay.
At the end of the year, Hakeem Butler is right on his level, if not exceeded him as a pro prospect.
Really? I mean, the guy's got the size and speed. I mean, that doesn't shock
me. You should see him up close right now.
Specimen.
He's a bad man.
Is he on a mission? Is he hungry?
He is a bad man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
There's a bold prediction. Let me think here. A kid that you're going to hear a lot of this year is, and the diehards have read about this. We've written about it. You probably haven't. Tariq Milton.
Nope. Doesn't do anything
Red for shirt, me. Redshirt freshman, wide receiver, slot kid.
Okay. You like that.
He's legit. Okay. Like, he's the real deal. And this is not – there's a lot of, like, spring hype where guys get
sure.
written about.
Yeah.
This is not spring hype. This guy is – pushing DeShante Jones to start. He won't. DeShante will be the starter.
Yeah.
This guy will play a lot.
Is he a Trevor Ryan?
Similar, but he's more of a downfield threat.
Okay.
So his background, Iowa State got him late because he was an academic risk.
Yep.
Once he cleared academics, like Florida State was trying to get him, like He would have had his grades been good the whole time, he would have been like a blue chip type deal.
Yeah.
He's really small. He's the real deal.
Like JJ Moses small or bigger than that?
How big was JJ?
JJ was like 5'7".
He's 5'9", I think. Tariq's 5'10"-ish, 5'9".
Okay. Quick though.
Yes. Let me think. I think the defensive line is going to be really good all year. I think that Marcel Spears had a good year last year, but I think he's your leader on defense this year. I'm a little concerned about the secondary.
Okay.
I mean, I think the corners are okay.
We've got some players back there.
I'm still just like not sold on the offensive line that it's going to be where they need it to be.
How many do we have back from last year on the O-line?
Quite a few. You got Knipple. You've got Good Jones. You've got Meeker. You've got you're working in a new center and Newell. You're working in a new left guard and Mueller. Yep. It's just all guys who they think are going to be good, but they haven't played enough yet. And I don't know. I think they'll be better. Last year's line was not good, but I don't know
Way better than we thought they were going to be.
I thought 2 years ago was that. I thought last year's line was worse than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
But they were serviceable. We weren't getting sacked every play.
Were you not getting sacked because your protection was good, or were you not getting sacked because Kemp is so smart and just throws the ball away?
Well, that's a big part of it, too.
You know? So I don't know. I'm trying to not – like, there's got to be some holes on this roster.
Yeah.
And the offensive line, to me, like, I'm still not sold that group is good enough to play – championship level football.
Let me ask you this question too. The it's not even a knock, it's just a description on Kemp is game manager. That's what it was. He's not going to lose his games, he's not going to shine.
Yeah,
description. He's a game manager. But this year we're hearing last year he was dinged up, this year he's not. The guy's throwing the ball 75 yards. Allegedly, according to Sound Off, he did the most pull-ups in Iowa State history. I don't know if that's at the quarterback slot or
I don't know.
Of everybody.
I've been around him a lot.
Is he a beast in hiding? Are we missing something
here? No. I mean, Kyle looks better this year. There's no question he looks more fit.
Yep.
He's preparing like a starter, which he's never done before.
Yep.
And that's fantastic. He is the best pre-snap quarterback we've had at Iowa State maybe ever.
Mm-hmm.
He
understands coverages.
Well, he's a lot like this is a stupid comparison. So, Peyton Manning didn't have the best arm. You know, Peyton Manning was the best pre-snap quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cutler had a much better arm than him.
Yeah.
You know, Favre had a much better arm than him.
10-cent brain, though.
My point is that preparation and just being able to read a defense at the line,
mm-hmm.
Kemp is probably the best in the Big 12. But he's never going to be this specimen out there.
He doesn't have Baker Mayfield tools.
Yeah, so, like, and I don't know. Like, I think it's foolish to put, like, a ceiling or a floor on Kemp because we really haven't seen him that much.
Yeah.
And he was dinged up at the end of last year. They should have probably played Zeb in the Kansas State game.
Yeah.
Honestly, looking back at it now.
Yeah.
Because Kemp was probably hurt more than we thought he was. At that time.
Although he made the throws when he had to. I mean, the throw to Lazard was fine. And
no,
Lazard got accosted.
No, hey, Kemp didn't lose that game for Iowa State. I'm not trying to say that. But I do think he was hurt more than anybody ever.
I don't think anybody lost that game for Iowa State.
Yeah, that's really my worry for Kyle. I don't think that there'll be a scenario where Kyle gets benched because of his play.
Yeah.
I still worry about him holding up.
Yeah.
But, you know, 15 pounds of muscle goes a long way, and he's smarter now, and he'll slide better. And
it
like,
does. Well, too, in confidence. If you've done it before and you're named the starter, that comes with it.
I think Kyle could have a great year. He's got the receivers. I think his tight ends are fine. He's got a phenomenal running backs around him. I just don't think that I don't think it's responsible to, like, put out the narrative that, oh, he's this freak now. He's not, because that's not what he's good at.
Yeah.
You know?
So is it true, did he or did he not win the pull-up?
I don't know. I mean, if Soundoff said that, I don't know.
They said like an Iowa State record. I'm like, what?
I don't.
How many pull-ups did
I find it hard to believe that of every player who's gone through Iowa State football, Kyle Kemp can do the most pull-ups.
Me too. And that's what they said, but they didn't say at the quarterback position, which I could believe that.
He is a – you know, I'll say this. He looks thick in a good way.
Yeah.
So maybe. I don't.
Maybe he did it.
The one kid to watch out for, and I'm hesitant to say this, but I know it to be true, is how good that Purdy has looked.
Yeah.
The true freshman.
Yeah.
And I do wonder, you know, in a terrible scenario where Kemp would get hurt early in the year, I do.
They waste a red shirt on him, though?
I think a lot of scenarios depend on, but I do think that he is the real deal. I do think that they're very bullish on him. Zeb is more than capable of leading that team. I'm a big Zeb Nolan fan, as most of our listeners well know.
Yep.
But Purdy has been, I've seen him throw some balls, and they are pretty.
Yeah.
And the thing about him is, you know, and he's 18.
So much of that position is leadership, though. You've got to grow a little bit.
That's the thing. But how he was described to me by somebody in the know was that he has Zeb's arm, and he's got a brain that works like Kyle's.
Good. I obviously I've never met the kid, but seeing him press conference, et cetera, he seems like a good kid.
He's a very well-spoken, confident, comes from a great family where they raised him to, you know, look you in the eye.
Yep.
Shake your hand, sir.
It's raining out. I'm hearing some noise.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be excited about there. The running backs is, I think that I wrote this earlier this week, but I think their compilation of running backs is as good of a position as I've ever seen at Iowa State. And the only caveat would be the not Jeremiah George, A.J. Klein linebacking room.
Mm-hmm.
But that room, that didn't have any depth. That was just. The three starters are really good. All these guys are fan. They can win with any of them, any of the five.
They're running the same defense this year. No change there.
No, well, I don't know about that because they've got more options up front. I think they'll do that three-man front a lot.
That worked well for them.
But I also think that they want to be able to switch things up more.
Okay.
They kind of did that last year because they had to, and it worked.
Yeah.
But I think now they're more equipped to play Iowa. They're more equipped to play Kansas State. They're more equipped to play Baylor, the teams that are going to put it on the ground, which is great. So now you're more multiple.
Yep.
If you hang out with Matt Campbell, this is some real good insider stuff for people. If you hang out with Matt a lot and you just, you know, you're talking football with him, which I've been blessed to be able to do many times, he'll say the word multiple multiple times in a minute.
Yeah.
That's his thing, and that's what he wants to be in every facet of the game. He wants to have – like, he wants to be able to play this year because they have tight ends. If they need to line up with two tight ends, he wants to be able to do that, and he wants to be able to play with five wide receivers.
Yeah.
To switch it up.
Yep.
And I think the defense will be more of that this year.
Let me ask you an X's and O's question specifically related to the defense, see if you've got a take on this. And Ross and I were talking about this last week. Let's go to the Iowa game. We're going to consider South Dakota State a win. We're on to the Iowa game.
It's dangerous.
I know. So I think that, and this is just my layperson perspective on it, but I think in a lot of ways, Iowa's unproven at running back at this point, but where they are proven, their best position year after year after year is tight end. And if you watch the history of the games with us, there's been no shortage of times where they throw it to their tight end wide open, right down the seam, 30 yards. Mm-hmm. They need 3rd and 7, 3rd and 10. That's how they pick it up. And I know that our coaches at Iowa State are smart enough to know the same things that I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our defense against them, is there a way to try to take their tight ends out and make them win it using wide receivers? Am I crazy to think that's what we need to do against Iowa?
So I think one of the things that – if Iowa State played Iowa in week 7 last year, I think Iowa State would have won because Iowa State was in that three-man front.
Yeah.
And one of the – what. The biggest thing that gives you is you can disguise coverages.
Yep.
And you can disguise where your pressure's coming from.
Sure.
John Haycock says this best. And if you ever – guys, I've said this before. If you want to, like, learn defensive football, listen to John Haycock. He's giving us gold every time we talk to him. I've never been around a coach that teaches football like to fans during an interview like this guy does.
Yeah.
And when we talk about a three-man front, we oftentimes, they're only bringing three. Well, sometimes. But there's usually a fourth guy coming, but we don't know from where.
From where.
If yeah. you're the defense, right?
Yeah.
And I think that would have been very beneficial against Iowa last year, specifically. Young quarterback, although he's very talented. I love Nate Stanley.
Yeah.
But to be able to mix that stuff up with him a year ago in a ruckus Jack Trice Stadium where you would have matched up better with Akram Wadley out in the passing game. He killed Iowa State in that game last year.
Yeah.
So I think that game's fascinating to me because I don't know which defense is going to be better for Iowa.
Yeah.
And if you can play the three-man front, I think it gives you opportunities to double up on Noah Fant, which is what you're
saying you
alluding
need to.
To
do. Yeah.
And another thing, too, and I know this to be a fact, when Iowa State graded out its players last year at the end of the year, one of the worst defensive players on the team as far as grading out goes was the free safety, Kamari Cotton-Moya.
Surprising, considering he gets the love on defense a lot.
Out of position a lot.
Yeah.
I'll just put it to, leave it at that.
Yeah.
Out of position. So to me, when I look at Iowa, I want to know, how's the free safety position coming along? Is that guy going to be disciplined enough to stay at home? That's key in helping with a tight end like that. I'd also think a guy like Regan Northrup, who's fifth year, he's going to be moving around a lot. He could be a guy who you could spy on Fant.
I think what's so frustrating about that specific position at Iowa is that all they're doing in a lot of instances is almost like a free release from the line, and they're running straight down the field.
Yeah.
They're not juking anybody.
No.
Coverage.
Yeah.
You got to cover them. So, again, the coaching staff at Iowa State knows a million times more about this stuff than I do, but you hope that they're thinking, let's just not let their tight ends beat us.
Yeah, and that's why I said, like, it's the defensive front there is really interesting. I hope that Iowa State's good enough to go with the three-man
front. If you can get home
Iowa.
With three,
yeah,
that opens up a lot more options for you.
Absolutely. That's how they beat Oklahoma last year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So I'm hopeful. I'm not, you know, in this rivalry series, you always think, am I being a little bit naive about things? I don't think I am. I think we are player for player across the board.
I think Iowa State's better this year.
I think Ross admitted that last week. He's like, for the first time in a long time, you might have a point there that they are better. But again, it's going to be, you know, and we're talking about this game 4 weeks before it happens. I don't think we're looking past South Dakota State.
I don't think the players are looking past South Dakota State. That team's legit. I mean, Iowa State should win it. Like, don't get me wrong. But that's not a...
Is there a spread out on that, or they're not doing one?
I haven't seen it yet. There will be, but it'll be offshore the week of.
A lot of times they don't make those very prevalent. So, I don't know. I'm not even cautiously optimistic about the season. I'm optimistic.
You should be.
About the season.
There's no reason to not be.
I think that we have every reason to believe that Campbell's the real deal. I think he's not going to Ohio State anytime soon this year, next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that, man. I don't know if you read my column about just enjoying the season.
Yeah, I saw that.
But just, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it in the slightest.
I guarantee you he ain't worried about it either.
No. He was pissed, man. He was pissed when that stuff started surfacing. Because he had nothing to do with it, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like, how do you suddenly become the top candidate
Dan
when
Patrick's
you have nothing to do?
Dan Patrick's producer tweets something and all of a sudden, like, the world's on fire.
Yeah.
That's I get it. It's how our world works.
Yeah.
Now
it was but the idiots are like, oh, he's not even going to stick around for this year.
That, like, you know, on. Like the thing that sucks is like, well, what if you're Brock Purdy and you're reading that?
Yeah, puts doubt in the mind.
Yeah, then and Campbell did the right thing to just squash it the way he did it.
Yeah, at least he doesn't have a CD agent out there planting stuff.
We need to give Ryan Grove a shout out.
We do. Sounds like you just did. Our boy Ryan. You know who's pumped about the football season? Ryan Grove. That's who's pumped about the football season.
I haven't talked to Ryan for a while.
Well, he's always pumped. He's a huge Iowa State fan. He's a way bigger fan than I am. And I'm a pretty big fan. But he is totally, totally, totally into it. He's also totally into helping you buy or sell a house up in the Ames area. So call Ryan. He's a Hunziker. He'd like to help you find a house, sell a house, look at a house, build a house, anything you need up there. He's your guy. Big fanatic supporter, which is good. That's really all you need. Plus, he knows a little thing or two about real estate.
A lot of Ames listeners, man.
And he's friends with Chris Williams.
I was doing a deep dive on our traffic and stuff the other day. Man, we have a lot of people in Ames.
Not shocking by that. Not shocked at all. So I also want to say, wrapping up something that we talked about on the program before, we gave away or in the process of giving away 15 $100 scholarships from Charter House to go towards school supplies. So we had talked about this on Twitter and
so
said,
"Hey, get rid of them.
We need people." I said, "We need some more Fockers out there to email us. You know, if you want one or if you know somebody that could use it." And we had a bunch of people that did email me. Those scholarships, those checks, went out this week. If you did not get picked, I'm sorry, we couldn't pick from everybody because we had more than we were giving away. But I know several Fockers are getting one. So thanks for
awesome.
For letting us know so we could help do some good in some people's lives. So we like doing that when we can. I'm not a total jerk.
Most of the time.
Most of the time I am or am
most of the time you're not.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a great weekend. I'm going to Kansas City. My wife has a veterinarian convention, and I'm going to sit in a hotel and work.
Where are you staying?
The Westin Crown Center.
Okay. Cammy going? No.
No.
Okay. I was going to say you take her to Legoland. It's right across the street.
Adult trip.
Well, there you go. Enjoy.
I'm going to just
sit in a hotel.
I'm going to work for like 5-6 hours, and then I'm going to go and sit at the Boulevard Brewery by myself, like most sane.
We were just there. Our office was just there 2 weeks ago.
Awesome spot, man.
In the brewery.
I love that place.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.